Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to the entire crypto fam. The entire crypto market is currently dumping and in the red, but will Bitcoin price hold at 28,000? I'm going to be sharing two indicators which remain solid despite the 5% pullback. I'm also going to be sharing a chart with an analyst suggesting Bitcoin taking off to $200,000. And breaking news just in, JP Morgan to acquire troubled First Republic Bank. That's right, the banking giant JP Morgan will take over the assets of the troubled First Republic Bank after its seizure by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Max's response, Jamie Dimon steals another bank and we pay for it. Parasites rule. Also breaking news, Bhutan mines Bitcoin with hydropower since the Bitcoin price was just $5,000. That's right, the Kingdom of Bhutan uses Himalayan rivers to generate energy used to mine Bitcoin. Local reports reveal. We'll also be discussing crypto will outperform gold, real estate, and stocks as the central bank currency debasement accelerates, according to macro guru Raoul Powell. We'll also be discussing legendary trader Peter Brandt predicts Bitcoin will drastically outperform the altcoin and says Bitcoin will bury all the pretenders. Also in today's show, more crypto exchanges list PayPay following the trading frenzy as the meme coin is now up over 2,000% in the past 2 weeks. And Max Keiser slams it, refers to it as an unregistered security. I'll be breaking all this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1268. I'm your host, JV, and today is May 1st, 2023. April is in the books. Now let's check out the market. As you can see here, Bitcoin correcting down 5% for the day, maintaining just above 28,200 at the time of this live stream. We have Ether down almost 5% as well, maintaining just above $1,800. And as you can see, all the major alts minus BNB correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap on the decline at $1.1 trillion with $41 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance even on the decline at 46.7%. Yesterday we hit 47.2%, and today's Ether dominance at 18.9%, also on the decline. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, virtually nothing, very minuscule gains as the majority of the alts are correcting and in the red, which you can see here. The only crypto in the green for the past week is Pepe, up still 26% as the rest of the crypto market continues crashing. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, you can see right here, we're currently rated a 63 in greed, yesterday a 60, last week a 53, and last month also a 61 in greed. So there you have it. Now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what's popping. Check it out. We have Bitcoin considerable volatility between April 25th and May 1st, ranging between 27.2 and 30,000. And from a trading perspective, that 10.5% move sounds alarming, resulting in $340 million in leveraged Bitcoin futures contract liquidations. However, do note from a broader angle, the Bitcoin price is still up 72% year to date in 2023, while the S&P and stock market index accumulated only 9% gains. Now, Bitcoin's bull run happened while the dollar strength index, which measures the U.S. currency against a basket of foreign exchanges, was nearing its lowest level in the past 12 months. This indicator stands at 102, down from 105 8 weeks prior, as investors priced in higher odds of further interventions from the U.S. Treasury to contain the bank. banking crisis. On May 1st, the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation closed down First Republic Bank, which I'll be breaking down in greater detail in our next story of the day. But the upcoming Federal Reserve decision on interest rates on May 3rd is causing Bitcoin investors to question the sustainability of the $28,000 support level by pushing the rate return closer to 5%. The central bank removes incentives for risk market investments, hence essentially negative for the price of Bitcoin, hence why we're currently dumping. Let's look at derivative metrics to better understand how professional traders are positioned in the current market environment. Margin markets provide insight into how professional traders are positioned because they allow investors to borrow crypto to leverage their positions. Now, OKX, in exchange for instance, provides a margin lending indicator based on the stablecoin to Bitcoin ratio. Traders can increase their exposure by borrowing stablecoins to buy Bitcoin. And on the other hand, Bitcoin borrowers can only bet on the decline of a crypto's price. This chart, which you can see here, shows that OKX traders' margin lending ratio increased between April 17th and April 30th. That is somewhat concerning as it shows signs that the leverage has been used to support the Bitcoin price gains. And moreover, the 43% ratio favoring the longs for Bitcoin on April 27th was the highest level in the past 40 days, indicating the overexcitement as Bitcoin flirted with $30,000, which adjusted to 32% after the latest correction to 28.4. And to exclude externalities that might have solely impacted the margin markets, one should analyze the long to short metric. And in addition, it gathers data from the exchange's client positions on the spot perpetual and quarterly futures contracts, thus offering better info on how pro traders are positioned. Now let's discuss the Bitcoin derivative market showing no signs of bearishness. There are occasional methodological discrepancies between different exchanges, so readers should monitor the changes instead of absolute figures. And even though Bitcoin failed to break that 30,000 resistance, professional traders have increased their leveraged long positions using futures according to the long to short indicator. And at crypto exchange OKX, the long to short ratio sharply increased from 0.66 on April 27th to the current 0.93 on May 1st. And moreover, at Binance, the long to short ratio also increased, favoring the longs, moving from 1.12 on April 25th to 1.26 peak on April 30th. Therefore, despite the 5% price decline from the high of 29.970 on April 30th, the bears are using the futures contracts and are not that confident enough to add leverage shorts. So simply put, even if Bitcoin retests 28, the bull should not yet throw in the towel, as both margin and futures market indicators remain healthy. And pointing out this chart by TA Trader Allen, if Bitcoin retraces back to 26,000, which is roughly 2,000 away, who will buy the last dip just before Bitcoin takes off to $200,000? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And now let's dive deeper into one of the largest banks in the United States, basically collapsing and being bailed out now by JP Morgan. Another one bites the dust. Let's discuss this, shall we? Check it out. The American banking giant JP Morgan Chase is set to acquire First Republic Bank's assets after early efforts of the rescue, which failed. JP Morgan and multiple other banks submitted a bid to acquire the assets of troubled FRB on April 29th. The California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation closed FRB on May 1st and entered into an agreement with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, better known as the FDIC, as the receiver. The FDIC then entered into a purchase and assumption agreement with JP Morgan to protect the depositors. JP Morgan will assume all assets of First Republic Bank, including uninsured deposits. FRB currently has $229 billion in assets and $103 billion in deposits. And as part of the transfer, 84 locations of First Republic Bank in 8 states will reopen as JP Morgan Chase. All depositors of FRB will become a part of the JP Morgan and have access to their total deposits insured by FDIC. Customers continue to available banking services at the current branch until they receive any change notification from JP Morgan. Here's my warning, which I've been warning y'all every day since these bank runs have began. Remove your funds from the bank and only keep in the bank at the end of the day what you can afford to lose as the bank runs continue. The trouble started brewing for FRB on April 26th when the news about the government receivership surfaced. The bank's shares started tanking from the announcement, sinking 20% in a matter of hours. The days following the announcement were even more volatile for the bank before the regulators eventually closed the bank. Now, this bank joined Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank to become the latest U.S. bank collapses in 2020. 23. Another one bites the dust. And Max with his infamous Jamie Dimon the Parasite impersonation. If you missed it, be sure to check it out on crypto Twitter. Quoting him here, Jamie Dimon steals another bank. And we pay for it because the parasites rule. That's right, the parasites being the bankers. So there you have it. Do you think more bank woes will continue in the United States and around the world? Probably more than likely. But let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And now let's discuss the latest with the Kingdom of Bhutan. That's right, Bhutan is bullish on Bitcoin following the revelation that the small Himalayan kingdom has been quietly accumulating crypto. The country is also mining Bitcoin. Moreover, the country of less than 800,000 people leverages green energy to power its Bitcoin mining operations, known for its focus on gross national happiness. I like that. And their landscapes, Bhutan has found a way to harness its immense hydroelectric potential, which accounts for 30% of its gross domestic product, first reported in an expose in local Bhutanese news and followed by inquiries from Forbes. Bhutanese officials confirmed that mining began when the price of Bitcoin was only $5,000 back in April of 2019. So much respect to Bhutan. The price per Bitcoin has since soared to roughly $28,000 at the time of this recording. The kingdom had reportedly explored partnerships to expand its mining operations further, notably negotiating with the NASDAQ-listed mining company Bitdeer to secure 100 megawatts of power for a mining data center in Bhutan. This partnership would increase Bitdeer's mining capacity by approximately 12%. The scale of Bhutan's mining operations remain a mystery, with a little information available about the location, size, and profitability of its mining farms. Some Druk Hodling and Investments DHI employees have listed the crypto mining as their task and skills on their LinkedIn profiles, but it is also unclear why the government chose not to disclose this project to its citizens or international partners. However, it is known that the state-owned holding company, DHI, has invested millions of dollars in crypto holdings, which the funds manage on behalf of its people. Very interesting, right? And although the mainstream media would indicate the contrary, Bitcoin mining is the world's cleanest energy. Take that, Peter Schiff. More than 50% of its energy sources are from renewable or clean energy sources. Bitcoin mining advocates, such as the chairman of MicroStrategy, Michael Saylor, explains that 99.92% of carbon emissions in the world are due to industrial uses of energy other than mining Bitcoin. Due to the cheap, abundant hydroelectric power, DHI reported that Bhutan is an ideal destination for mining Bitcoin. That's right. Bhutan adds to its long list of regions from East Africa to Scandinavia, mining Bitcoin with hydropower, one of the cheapest clean energy sources available. So there you have it. The Bitcoin game theory in full effect. I hope many other countries around the world get basically inspired by this and start mining some Bitcoin using clean energy as well. And there's nothing the powers that be can do to stop it. You know what I mean? But now let's discuss the latest predictions coming from macro guru Raoul Powell. Then we'll be discussing Bitcoin continuing to bury the alts as the dominance continues to climb. And then we'll discuss the latest from Max Kaiser discussing Pepe, if I'm pronouncing that right, and everything you need to know about the meme coin, which has surged over 2,000% in price gains over the past few weeks. And then we'll dive into some live Q&A. So here we go. Let's discuss. Former Goldman Sachs executive Raoul Powell says the crypto is about to outrun virtually all other asset classes alongside the continuation of long-term currency debasement. That's right. He tells nearly its 1 million Twitter followers that following the collapse of First Republic Bank, it appears as if the U.S. will move into another chapter of money printing to be able to service its massive debt. The Real Vision founder warns that most people won't be able to avoid the negative effects of currency debasement by hoping for pay raises or being smart about saving. Quoting him here, the outcome is that debt payments and bailouts are really mutualized amongst the 99%, while the 1% asset holders see the value of their assets rise due to the fall in the denominator. Incomes are not linked to the balance sheet, nor are revenues. They underperform, do nothing, and get poorer. After all, an asset is future deferred consumption. Thus, if you own less assets, your future self is poorer. Powell says high quality crypto and tech stocks are the only assets that will have the ability to outrun his predicted currency debasement. Quoting the macro guru here, only two assets outperform this debasement: tech stocks and high quality crypto. crypto has by far the highest beta to the global central bank balance sheets, not real estate, not gold, and not the SPX, not bond yields, and not emerging markets, equities, not credit. They all perform in line with the central bank balance sheets or underperform. Now, the insidious mutualization of debt is a game you can opt out of. Bitcoin was literally invented for this, and due to its fractionalization, is available to anyone. Ethereum even offers you a yield on top. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And now let's discuss our next breaking story of the day. As per legendary trader Peter Brandt, who gained legendary status after calling the 2017 Bitcoin collapse, he believes that Bitcoin is set to outperform all other digital assets. Let's break it down. Brandt tells his 700,000 Twitter followers that he's keeping a close watch on the Bitcoin dominance chart, which tracks how much of the total crypto market cap belongs to BTC. And according to the trading veteran, the Bitcoin dominance looks poised to break out after consolidating in a large rectangle for the past 2 years. Quoting him here, the Bitcoin percentage dominance chart has now formed a 24-month rectangle with multiple upper and lower boundary contacts. For now, this is confining range. However, a decisive breakout of this range would have huge significance. My bias is that Bitcoin will bury all pretenders, BTC. Eventually, there will only be one king of the hill, and it will be Bitcoin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. Now, a bullish Bitcoin dominance chart indicates that Bitcoin is taking a larger share of the total market cap of crypto, which is pretty obvious. It could either mean the Bitcoin is growing in value faster than all the other crypto assets, or that the altcoins are losing value faster than Bitcoin. I must remind you, we have a Bitcoin halving less than a year away, and this is typical every four-year halving cycle as the Bitcoin dominance continues to rise, ultimately tanking the dominance of the alts. So looking at Brandt's chart, it appears that the Bitcoin dominance must take out the 50% level to ignite a breakout. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com right now, the Bitcoin market cap dominance, according to this site, is currently at 46.7%. And Brandt is saying, watch out for that 50% level for that dominance to rise. So we'll be keeping an eye out on that. And now let's dive into our next story of the day. Pepe, the latest meme coin with insane gains, and I'm going to be sharing different perspectives and everything you need to know about this meme coin. Let's start here. More crypto exchanges list Pepe following the trading frenzy, with the price of the meme coin surging over 2,000% in the past 2 weeks. That's right. On May 1st today, crypto exchange OKX announced that it would be listing meme coin Pepe today and open withdrawals on May 2nd in supporting the listing decision. Here's what the staff wrote. Pepe the Frog is a cartoon character and internet meme created by cartoonist Matt Furey. Pepe was designed to be a green frog with a human-like body. This is one of the most popular memes in the world. Now, several crypto exchanges, including MEXC Global, BitGet, Gate.io, and Hobby Global, listed Pepe trading pairs 2 weeks prior, stirring what appears to be a trading frenzy. The token has returned 2,340% since April 17th and is now trading at, I don't even know how to pronounce that, still practically nothing. Following news on the OKX listing, Pepe's price has surged over 50% in the past 24 hours. This was created on the Ethereum blockchain by anonymous developers. The Pepe token was created, according to CoinMarketCap, as a tribute to the Pepe the Frog internet meme, with the aim of capitalizing on the popularity of meme coins such as Shiba Inu and Dogecoin. As we all know, back in 2021, Doge surged over 23,000%, partly due to the American business magnate Elon Musk's vocal support on the coin on social media on Twitter. And similarly, SHIB surged by over 1,250% during the 2021 crypto bull market after gaining tailwind popularity from its sister Dogecoin token. And despite the recent traction, the OKX staff wrote the following in its Pepe listing announcement: digital assets are innovative investment products with high price fluctuations and risks. Before investing, OKX hopes you have a full understanding of digital assets, rationally judge your investment ability, and make investment decisions prudently. Now, Max Keiser has come out in a tweet, and he declared that ultimately, this is an unregistered security, and investing in Pepe is like investing in a casino at the end of the day. And he makes a great point. Now let's actually check out Pepe on CoinMarketCap.com. You can see in the past 24 hours, up over 22%. This boggles my mind. The fully diluted market cap right now is $393 million. Insanity. And check out this volume, one of the highest volume coins right now. up 126% in the past 24 hours with a volume of $469 million. And the self-reported circulating supply, 420 plus trillion tokens. That's right, 420 plus trillion tokens is the total max supply, which is pure insanity if you're to ask me. Let's check out this price chart. Let's look at all time and see where we're at to try to get some perspective here. As you can see on this chart, back on April 17th, it only had, like 22 million in 24-hour trading volume. And now, a few weeks later, the trading volume is insanity. We're talking about $500 million. Let's see what else it lists here. Boom, boom, boom. Well, actually, let's check out some of the markets it's currently listed at. We click on markets. OKX being the latest you can purchase it at. You got Uniswap. You got OKX. You got Gate.io, Hobby Global, BitGet, and a few others. So as you can see, obviously the more popular the meme coin becomes, naturally, the easier it becomes to buy, the bigger it's going to pump. Once it's listed on Binance and some of the major exchanges, by that time, it could go up another 10, 20 plus X. Who knows? It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, but there is another, double-edged sword right there. Like, is this an unregistered security? I mean, for Christ's sake, it's a meme coin. So the regulators could punish the centralized exchanges for listing this, deeming it an unregistered security. So what are your thoughts? Do you feel that this meme coin will continue gaining traction, continue outpacing the other top meme coins out there, including Shiba Inu and Dogecoin? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Disclosure, I am not pumping or shilling any altcoins, especially any meme coins. I am not a owner of Pepe coin whatsoever. I just thought it was fascinating that this came out of left field and rose over 2,000% in the past couple of weeks. And I think Max Keiser has a very interesting perspective that you're gambling with an unregistered security. So I express extreme caution. Only invest what you can afford to lose, because meme coins like this, they can pump one day and just dump the following day. There's no telling what could happen next. So let me know your thoughts on these meme coins and we'll go from there. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.